What an incredible looking congregation this morning. Thank you. Thank you for coming out and being part of our Christmas Eve family communion service today. Our purpose of being here today is to do what the Lord said to do, to take the Lord's Supper together and do this in remembrance of Him. And so I want to just begin by giving a little bit of a talk and a devotion today. Before we give instructions on how we're going to take communion just a little bit differently today than we normally do. But before I do, let me say this. If you are a guest here this morning, either live or online, we are so grateful that you chose to worship here at Loxley Church with this church family today. And we just hope and pray that you're blessed today, that you hear something, encounter something today that is a blessing to you. Sometime today or tonight, more than likely, if your family is like our family, first thing early in the morning, tomorrow morning, you and your family will gather together in the warmth of Christmas activities, sharing in all the joyful melodies of each moment, doing things like exchanging gifts, laughing, eating a lot of really healthy goodies, celebrating. After all, it is the most wonderful time of the year. Amen. So this morning, just before I pray and before we turn our hearts to our communion festivities, I want to take just a few moments to remind us of the most important thing about Christmas. It's the message of the gospel. And I want to refer to just one part of the Christmas story this morning, the part where the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream and announced that Jesus would be born. And y'all, if you come to church here, y'all know that on midweeks as well as Sundays for about the past month and a half, you've heard this story over and over again. But the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph, and he simply said this, speaking of Mary, he said, "She will give birth to a son, and you are to give him the name Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Let me have a prayer today. Father, I love you. I thank you so much, God, for these moments that we share together today. Thank you for these precious families who are here today to celebrate you. Lord, the fact that you came to the earth in Mary's manger, but Lord, also that you came to give your life that our sins could be forgiven. Thank you for your word. We love and need your word. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Have you already been blessed this holiday season? I want to just say thank you so much to everyone who has reached out to me this weekend. Yesterday, we had the opportunity to spend my birthday with my family. And so I'm very pleased to have Noah and Emily in town this weekend to spend time with us. And we got to spend time with Josh and Candace yesterday, and everyone was together, spending the whole time together. And it came up yesterday, you know, while we were celebrating my birthday, because I think all our lives, everybody else's birthday got the focus. But the past couple of years, we've actually spent some time celebrating my birthday. And I just told them, now that I'm on the backside of things, we're gonna have to celebrate every year with a little bit more fervency, because they're more valuable these days. Amen, everybody. He will save his people from their sins. These are the words, church, that show us the true meaning of what Christmas is all about. It's the amazing true meaning behind all of our festivities, the exchanging of gifts, all of our celebrations. It's a picture of the ultimate gift, the gift of salvation, through the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Aren't you glad you're saved this morning? Joseph was told to name him Jesus. And I thought about that this past week, how sometimes the name of Jesus can get lost in all the holiday hustle. But church, Jesus' name still holds profound power and significance in our life. It's his name that signifies salvation. His name means redemption. His name means that God's promises are fulfilled. Can you say a good amen? I've spent time this past month communicating throughout this Advent season that the story of Jesus' birth is really about humility and it's about grace. He was born in a humble manger, surrounded by shepherds and angels. This King of Kings, he entered this world with a focused and intentional mission. And this is exactly what I want to take a moment today. And I'm not preaching a big, long message, just really a devotional this morning. But he came with this focused and intentional mission to seek and to save that which was lost. And it's exactly what was announced to Joseph. He wanted to save humanity from the bondage of our sin. So today or tonight or tomorrow morning, as you exchange gifts from under your tree, church, don't forget to remember the absolutely immeasurable gift that God gave us when he sent Jesus Christ to be born in Bethlehem's manger. You've probably noticed I've been doing some Christmas shopping this week, which means I've been stuck in traffic a lot this week. Have y'all noticed that? This world is a world that is overshadowed by the ideologies of materialism, the pursuit and the acquisition of personal pleasures. This morning, before we take a time of reflection and take family communion together, church, be reminded that today, the message of salvation still is what Christmas and the meaning of Christmas is all about. Matthew 1:21. You'll call his name Jesus because he will save his people from their sins. It's a reminder that right in the middle of all the lights, right in the middle of all the decorations, right in the middle of the celebrations, the Christmas carols, that there resides even now a deeper, everlasting joy and peace that's found in a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. He is the source. He's our source for true and everlasting joy, the kind of joy and peace that surpasses all of our temporary circumstances, surpasses all of the festivities, and surpasses all of the good, healthy Christmas goodies. All the festivities of the holiday season, the message of salvation in Jesus is still the most important thing we can think about on Christmas Day. Amen, everybody. The significance of this season, the message of salvation at this time, it can never be understated. Here's why. You realize that Christmas time is one of two seasons in the year where a lot of people hear and acknowledge and embrace things about God. Sometimes people come to church at Christmas time who have not been to church all year long. That's why this morning it's important that I come with the message that, yes, we celebrate Mary's baby in the manger, but the reason why Jesus came was to give his life that we might all be saved. It's his mission. That's why I also urge you, church, this morning, that while you're celebrating, to make sure that you extend this message of salvation in Christmas beyond your home. Find a way to share the message of salvation with someone that you know, someone that you love, who desperately needs hope in Christ. You might just have the opportunity this Christmas to help somebody understand that Jesus was and has always been more than just a historical figure. Jesus is still our personal Savior. And that his birth is just the very beginning of God's plan to reconcile all of us back to himself. This can be the Christmas when someone we love opens his or her heart to the incredible power of Jesus' love and his salvation. And finally, after all the struggles, after all of the pursuit and search for significance and meaning and real peace, somebody can finally allow Jesus to to reshape their lives and give them God's destiny for their life. How many realize this morning, Jesus can do it? He's the only one, because he is the only way. I said he's the only one, because he's still the only way. Amen, everybody. Today and tomorrow, as you celebrate, as you get with your family, as you gather for Christmas, let these words resonate in your heart, reminding all of us of the greatest gift ever written. He shall save his people from their sins. Embrace this gift. Share this message. Let the light of Jesus shine brightly in our lives. Because this Christmas season, that is still the message that brings real hope, real joy, and real salvation to everybody who encounters the presence of the Almighty God. In Jesus' name. In just a moment, we're going to step out together. And we're going to enter a unique time of worship together through partaking of the Lord's Supper. So this morning on this Christmas Eve, I also want to take a moment to remind us of the power of the gospel from Matthew chapter number 26, verse 26 through 28. And that word simply says this: while they were eating, Jesus took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it. He gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body." Then he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is poured out for many for the remission of their sins." In these short verses, we witness the act where Jesus shares the elements of the bread and the juice with his followers, which even further reveals to us this Christmas Eve the plan of his salvation for us. It's a scene in the upper room. It's kind of like the fulfillment of the angel's message to Joseph. He would give his life, which means forfeit his body and shed his own blood so that people's sins could finally be forgiven. And as we do things this week, like exchange gifts, celebrate, gather with loved ones, over the next couple of days, like I said, today, tonight, or in the morning, for some of you parents with young children, probably very, very early in the morning, I encourage you to pause. Reflect on what it meant for Jesus to come at that first Christmas so that he could sacrifice his life and shed his blood so that we could be forgiven. That little baby born in Bethlehem, wrapped in swaddling clothes, he is the same Savior who on the very eve of his sacrifice shared this kind of meal with his followers, those whom he loved. And when he did, the Lord demonstrated to us a simple measure by which we can all align our hearts with his sacrifice. And he told them, each time you do this, do this in remembrance of me. And so today, this bread representing his body broken for us, and the juice symbolizing his blood, which was shed for our forgiveness. Think about it like this. It creates a bridge between the manger and the cross. And reminds us that Christmas is not only about the miracle of Jesus' virgin birth, but also about the primary purpose for which he came, to redeem us and reconcile us back to the Lord. I'm so thankful today that he was willing to do something that we could never do. He was able to overcome sin and death and willfully give his life. Even though he wasn't eligible for death, having never sinned, he said, I love you too much to leave you the way you are. Praise God. Just a moment, you're going to begin to come. And as you come this morning with your friends and your family to take this communion together, just as the disciples took communion with grateful hearts this morning on this Christmas Eve, my prayer for all of us is that our hearts will be filled with thanksgiving, gratitude for the enormous sacrificial gift of salvation that's offered to us through Jesus Christ. This morning, we want the Christmas story to extend beyond the setting of Bethlehem's manger. We want the Christmas story to unfold in our lives with grace, with reverent reflection on the sacrifice of the cross, upon which Mary's little baby would grow up to endure on our behalf. Church, it's his cross that still makes all the difference. His cross makes all the difference. At Christmas time and any time you need him, because he is faithful. I said he is faithful. Come on, are you glad about it this morning? God is faithful. So as we take the Lord's Supper together this morning, let his act and let this act of faith, of just receiving the bread and the juice, let it be the beginning of your Christmas celebration, the beginning of a couple of days of reflection upon the birth of Jesus. And in doing so, don't just embrace presents and gatherings and food and laughter and joy. Let's also embrace the message of the gospel, because it is the true meaning of why we're doing this today. That baby in the manger was the Lamb of God, whose sacrifice and forgiveness bring us eternal life. This morning, may the joy of Christmas, let it be a reflection of the joy found in salvation for all of us, man, woman, boy, and girl. May the love and the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, whose birth we joyfully celebrate today, be with you and your family this Christmas season. Let us pray. Father, we love you and thank you so much. God, for your mercy and your grace. Lord, we are grateful for your advent, your arrival. We are grateful for the life that you lived and the life that you gave up so that our sins could be forgiven. And today, as we reflect upon what you've accomplished, Lord, when you came to Bethlehem, when you lived a sinless life, when you died a horrible death, we're thankful for that sacrifice, God. We're also thankful today that you did not stay in the grave, but you came out of the grave resurrected. And we're so grateful today, Lord, that the resurrection life can now reside in us. And we praise you for all that you're doing in our lives and in this season. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Our procedure this morning, as we enter a time of worshipful reflection, is very simple. We just have five stations with juice and bread. There's a station to accommodate everyone in the balcony as well. You're going to have a ministry leadership couple serving you communion at one of these stations. Me and Karen will be here, and Pastor Jason and Miss Sandy will be there, and Pastor Kevin will be over there, and with Miss Beth Ann. We have elders serving in the balcony. We'll have Brother Barry and Miss Laura serving over here, Brother Kyle and Miss Sam serving over here. So we invite you to take your time with this. This is our opportunity to have a worshipful time of reflection and worship. So I invite families to come. When you come to the table, receive your bread and your juice. Have a moment of prayer. Have a moment of reflection. As you return to your seat, ask you guys to sit worshipfully in reverence and wait on everyone else to have their moment of reflection and communion. And at the conclusion, when everyone is served, we'll come back for a special time of corporate prayer and a special, a very unique musical ending today that will be a great blessing to us. Pastor Jason's going to come again with Farrah and Eden today and sing Mary, Did You Know in a little bit. It's going to be a great blessing to us. But God bless you as you come. And we want to just let this be a moment of freedom, guys. We're going to come, and as you feel led to come with your family, come to the aisle, make a circle, and we'll serve you as you come. God bless you. Hey, everybody. God bless you, and thank you so much for tuning in today and watching today's broadcast. Karen and I have been praying for you and believing God to bless you, to bless your family, to give you a wonderful Christmas experience. Hey, right now in the live service, we are participating in communion, and we thought it would be a special moment just to break in for just a few moments and have communion with you and your family. So all you really need for communion is a piece of bread and just a little cup of juice. And we're gonna pray and ask God to bless us as we do this in remembrance of Him. You know, Jesus first instituted the Lord's Supper when he observed the Passover with the disciples. And so it's a great opportunity for us to think about Jesus, to think about what all he did for us, especially here on this Christmas Eve service. It's a perfect time to remember what all Jesus has done for us. So there are two main scriptures in the Bible that describe Jesus' experience of instituting the Lord's Supper. One is in Matthew chapter 26. Today with us, I'm going to be reading from Luke chapter number 22. As we pray together and remember all that Jesus has done. So let's begin there. The Bible says in chapter 22 of Luke and verse number 14, that when the hour had come, Jesus sat down and the 12 apostles were with him. Then he said to them, he said, with fervent desire, I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I have to suffer. For I say to you, I will no longer eat of it until it is fulfilled in the kingdom of God. Then the Bible says he took the cup, he gave thanks, and he said this to them, take this and divide it among you. For I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine until the kingdom of God comes. And then he did something very special. He took the bread, and this is why we do what we do. We observe this as a ceremony. This is how the Lord instructed us to do this, because it represents something so special. It represents his body that he gave up for us, okay? So he took the bread, and he gave thanks to the Lord, and he broke it, and then he gave it to him, and he gave thanks, and he said, this is my body, which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me. So right now, please take your bread, and let me pray and ask God's blessing over this little piece of bread and all that it represents. Father, we love you. We thank you so much, God, that you loved us so much, that you gave Jesus, your only begotten Son, and that he was willing to give his life, give his body for us, that we might be redeemed and reconciled unto you. And today I just pray. I pray for everybody watching. I pray that you bless them, that you remind them, Lord, every person, man, woman, boy, and girl, remind them, Lord, that you gave your life as a sacrifice, that we could be saved, set free, forgiven, and healed. We ask that you bless this moment and bless this bread together. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Take and eat. Then Jesus went on, and the Bible says this. It says, likewise, he took the cup, and he said to them, take and drink,
This is the cup of the new covenant. This is my blood, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. It is shed for you. When we take the cup, it represents the blood of Jesus. He said it was shed for us, for the remission of our sins. There's nothing more important for us to acknowledge the fact that because of his sacrifice, we can be forgiven of all of our sins. So right now, let's take our cup and let's thank him for what all he did for us. Lord, we thank you so much. Lord, that there's nothing that we could do to earn salvation. There's nothing that we could do to earn your grace, Lord. It is a gift, and salvation is a gift. Forgiveness of our sin is a gift made available to us through the sacrifice of Jesus and the shedding of his blood. Jesus, we thank you for giving your life and shedding your blood so that our sins could be forgiven. Lord, there's no way we could ever be good enough. There's no way that we could ever accomplish salvation on our own. But you gave up your life and shed your blood that we might be forgiven. And we thank you for that, Lord. And this Christmas, Lord, we know and acknowledge that you were born to Mary in the manger in Bethlehem for this purpose. The Bible says that you came to seek and to save that which is lost. So we thank you for saving us, seeking us out, giving your life, saving us, and setting us free from our own sin. And we do this today in remembrance of you. In Jesus' name, take and drink. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. God bless you today, and Merry Christmas. Praying for you, believing for God to bless you, touch your life, and touch your family. And we hope to see you live in service, if you can make it, pretty soon. God bless you. We love you. Have a great day.
Thank you for tuning in online for today's service. If something spoke out to you, feel free to leave a like or comment down below. We would love to hear from you. You can also use the QR code on the screen to connect with us. We hope you and your family have an amazing and very Merry Christmas. We can't wait to see you again soon.